of gutting the Supremes, there are a couple of very interesting silver linings. For starters, if the Supreme Court cannot declare laws invalid, neither can progressive Obama judges. You've got the entire left-captured judicial coup that is currently blocking voters. More important, if the Supremes are gone, you revert to the system the Constitution actually intended, where states decide what is constitutional, nullifying anything they disagree with. So Californians get their abortion on demand, South Dakota, life begins at conception, New York gets a wealth tax, but Nevadans, whose constitution forbids any income tax, stop paying a penny to the IRS. If this all sounds far-fetched, consider states already regularly ignore federal law, from sanctuary cities to marijuana legalization, and nothing happens. Because there is no mechanism for the Supremes to force obedience. It is an illusion, as Andrew Jackson allegedly remarked when he disobeyed the court on Cherokee removal. Oh, Judge Marshall has made his decision, now let him enforce it. So the background here is the Constitution actually does not give the Supreme Court the power to strike down federal laws called judicial review. The court pulled it out of their butt in a 1803 judicial coup called Marbury v. Madison, which you'll probably recall from the 8th grade. Before that, individual states decided what was legal according to their own constitutions that are often more based than the federal version. So you had the famous Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, which nullified the Alien Sedition Acts, the Hartford Convention that nullified federal trade policy. Northern states nullified the Fugitive Slave Act. So if the Democrats pack the court, we revert to the good old days where you can effectively choose between 50 different countries. I, for one, would love to live in a state that nullifies the income tax, Federal Reserve, birthright, citizenship, and grants to leering centers. And it would go miles to reducing the simmering civil war if godless communists can live in their pronoun utopias and the rest of us can ignore them. Could even imagine a day when the average American doesn't particularly care who is president or who's in Congress, since they don't actually do anything. They simply suggest things your state may or may not adopt. So as sex brought to you by the Bitcoin Way, the Supreme Court seizes state sovereignty and vetoes voters on a legal illusion. Democrats are chomping at the bit to gut the illusion. The Republicans are dancing like marionettes to let it go. Follow for daily videos. Okay, we'll be
This is Number 6, host of the 6 of 1 show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
My heart round your little finger.
This just in. Yeah. This just in. This is, NJ Radio stopped. Then NJ Radio started again. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to, like, upload, the Total Recorder archive of the show. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Yeah. It's in Radio Next. You can see it. But anyway, that was a Dolly Parton and, Here You Come Again. Originally released in 1977, that was from the compilation. Dolly, which is a 4-CD box set. But anyway, do some more Dolly Parton in the next hour, I guess. But right now, before we're all too far behind, here's we'll do Fun with Fish. And why not? And now it's time for some Fun with Fish on the next show. Yes, Fun with Fish. 1 to 3 songs by America's favorite jam band. And this is great. I think we're going to do 2 songs. Yeah, why not? We're going to play a song recorded at Madison Square Garden, New York City on December 30th, 2011. Here's Fish and Piper. Live version of it. Fun with Fish on the next show on RFD.
Thank you. Yes, Fun with Trish. 1 to 3 songs by America's favorite jam band, at least since the breakup of the Grateful Dead, anyway. We heard 2 songs by Fish. That was Cars, Trucks, Buses. Recorded live September 2nd, 2012 at Commerce City, Colorado. That's an album released in 2012, by the way. And we started things off with Fish and Piper, recorded live at December 30th, 2011 at Madison Square Garden in New York City. That's from the album Live Bait, Volume 13, released in 2017. That's it for Fun with Fish. Oh, and it's 40 minutes past there, so we probably get to the Future Art segment before we fall too far behind.
And now, the Featured Artist segment on the next show.
Yeah, since we're featuring Miracle Legion, the album, a band formed by Mark Mulcahy in the 80s. And, article here. Article. American rock band, yes, oh, here we go. Consisting of, Mark Mulcahy on vocals and guitars, Ray Neal on lead guitars, drummer Jeff Wiedershaw, and bassist Joel Potosky, and often compared to REF. So, we're on Drenched, released on Morgan Creek Records in 1992, featuring the usual lineup. And actually, they have Dan McCaffrey on bass and Spot on drums. And actually, they have the late Ian McLagan on organ piano, and Marty Greb on saxophone. So let's do another track from Drenched. Now here's Miracle Legion again. And Snacks and Candy. It's ours, Miracle Legion, on the next show.
Baseball bat. I found $1,000 with. He's a little bit older than the rest of. Yeah.
We just heard two songs by Miracle Legion. That was Everything is Rosy. And we started things off with Snacks and Candy. Both of those were from Drenched, released on Morgan Creek Records in 1992. Actually, to be exact, February 18th, 1992. Springs to their next album, which is Portrait of a Damaged Family, released in 1996, and the only album released on Mezzotint Records, or the Mezzotint label. So anyway, here we go. This is both by Lepus. There are some great songs here. You're My Blessing, Please, and some not so great songs. Accidentally on Purpose. It feels kind of scatterbrained, but it's worthwhile for Miracle Legion fans. So anyway, listen to the track from this album. Here's Miracle Legion again. Oh, wait, no. I messed up. Anyway, here's Miracle Legion again. And You're My Blessing. The feature artist is Miracle Legion on the next show.
sky. It's a parade of the better than Madison. Down in Madison Park. Down in Madison Park. Down in Madison Park. Down in order and the dark. Down in Madison Park. Down in for the sky. It's a parade of the better than
These are two songs by Miracle Legion. That was Madison Park. And we started things off with You're My Blessing. Both of those are from Portrait of a Damaged Family, released on Mezzotint Records in 1996. And that's pretty much it for Miracle Legion. Next week, what I think we're going to do is I'm going to do Pylon, which is an Athens, Georgia-based band. But the great thing about them is that they've only released like three albums, and so we should be able to get through in like at least 1 week, 2 weeks tops. But anyway, that's what I'm going to do next week, unless somebody else can think of something better. Anyway, the top of the hour, so we probably should get to the. IDs before I fall too far behind. So, anyway. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. I've been pretty good about updating the playlist in the morning. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number four of the show, featuring our wild card segment, Top 10 CDs that I'll never play again. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and dry.
Bleep.
My tape.
Bleep.
The machine just scarfed my tape.
Bleep.
And put in another. What the
bleep
is that? Don't fear the Reaper, man. You're not playing that pussy.
Bleep.
The blue torpedo, man. I told you. Blue Oyster Cult. Give a
bleep.
It's Blue Oyster Cult, man. It's a pussy song. It's BLC. How could it be pussy? Let me tell you something. Every band puts out at least one pussy song so they can find out who the faggots are. Take it out.
Bleep.
You, man.
Bleep.
See? Ow! It's a pussy song. Say it. Pussy song. No faggot. Say it. Say it. Pussy song. Came out like a pussy song.
Thank you.
told you it's a pussy song.
Pumping out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough that drives you crazy as you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. On the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Getting, getting by, it's all taking and no giving. But use your mind and you never get the credit.
Yes, once again, Dolly Parton and theme song from 9 to 5. That was released in 1980, but that was from the compilation, of course, Dolly's 4-CD box set. Okay. So, but anyway, yeah, it's 6 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the wild card segment before we fall too far behind. And now, the wild card segment on the next show. Too much noise. Anyway, this week we're counting down the top 10 CDs. I'll never play again. I think we're on number 6, which is the Melissa Etheridge self-titled album. Oh, wait, no. Actually, might as well look at this list here. Yeah, here we go. Top 10 CDs that I won't lose anymore. To reiterate, number 10, Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication, released in 1999. Number 9, Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, released in 1995. Was it 94? Anyway, number 8, Patti Smith, Bango, released in 2012. Number 7, Coolest Shaker K. Not sure when that was released. Oh, yeah, that was released in 1996, I think. Yeah, anyway. Number 6, Melissa Etheridge, the self-titled album, released in 1988, so let's listen to a track from this album. Here's Melissa Etheridge from the self-titled album and Chrome-Plated Heart. Yes, that was Melissa Etheridge and Chrome Plate Heart from her self-titled album released in 1988. That's number six on our list of top ten albums. I won't listen to anymore. So this brings us number five, Enya and Watermark. Here we go. Watermark. Second studio album by the Irish singer and composer Enya. She was first album, which enabled her to secure a recording contract with Warner. Her contract allowed her considerable artistic and creative freedom with minimal interference from the label and no deadlines. Enya recorded Watermark in 10 months with her longtime collaborator, manager, producer, and arranger Nikki Ryan, and his wife, lyricist Roma Ryan. It was initially recorded in Ireland in a demo before production relocated to London to re-record, mix, and master digitally. This is a review. Makes me want to walk through tall, dark green grass hills on a cloudy day overlooking cliffs. 3.5 out of 5 stars. Here we go. Unsurprisingly, this is a very peaceful record, and that's most of the draw. There are a handful of songs that seem to be more severe or dramatic, which isn't the bread and butter, but can be appreciated as a foil to Enya's usual soft, easy fare. The mixing is a little weird, as less the vocals drift with the music, which contribute to pushing this more towards pleasant backdrop than truly compelling. That said, Orinoco Flow is definitely worth the hype. So yeah, let's listen to the track. Speaking of Orinoco Flow, you should listen to this. Watermark, released in 1988, which is the same year that the most of the other albums were released. Here's Enya and Orinoco Flow, Sail Away. Thank you. right. That was Enya and Orinoco Flow Sail Away from Watermark, released in 1988. And number five on our list of top 10 CDs I won't listen to anymore. So this brings to number four, Crash Test Dummies and God Shuffled His Feet. The second album by the Canadian band. And, well, I didn't know that they'd, this had their hit single, which was parodied by Weird Al. So here's a review. No doubt there are good moments of this album. For example, Dan Roberts' bass playing is featured very prominently in the mix, and some of these songs are actually pretty sweet. Swimming in Your Ocean, but I can't seem to get past Brad Roberts' vocal. That on its own is enough for me not to keep this album in my library, and when coupled with some cheesy production album choices and the heavy guitars leaning this album toward a heavier alt-rock sound as opposed to what they do best in folk rock, well, it just gets worse. Two and a half out of five stars. Really catchy tunes with a beautiful synth, a very cool bass line, bass tone, and such a nice low voice. These usual instruments really help making this really unique and pleasant. 4 out of 5 stars. So let's listen to a track from this album. Here's a Crash Test Dummies. And the title, oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Place the O0 for playlists and show archives. Here's Crash Test Dummies with the title track from God Shuffled His Feet.
Yeah. people sat waiting, hot on their blankets in the garden. But God said nothing, so someone asked him, beg your pardon.
Producer Juice song by the Crash Test Dummies. That was a And we started things off with God Shuffle the Speed. Both of those were from their 1993 album, God Shuffle the Speed, which is number four on our list of top 10 albums I won't listen to anymore. This brings us to number three, which is Four Non-Blondes and Bigger, Better, Faster, More. And here we go. Released October 13, 1992, and here's a review of the here we go. An album that contains one of the most annoying and horrible songs of all time. I don't even have a tiny bit of tolerance for the song What's Up, and it's pure torture when it swept the world like a very bad epidemic. It was like, and of course, the song that appears on every conceivable various artist compilation. So it wasn't exactly with great enthusiasm that I embarked on this album. That's why it's a huge surprise I was greeted by the brilliant opening track, Train, a song that reminds me very much of Concrete Blonde, a band I'm very fond of, and Linda Perry's voice on Train is almost confusingly similar to Jeanette Napolitano's voice, so much so that I'm actually wondering if Linda Perry is just a pseudonym used by Jeanette Napolitano. The second track, Superfly, is also quite good, and the style of Four Non-Blondes can be described as funky blues inspired alternative rock in stark contrast to the nagging song that everybody knows. So then horribly What's Up appears at track number three, and after that the quality drops significantly. And with the exception of the closing track, No Place Like Home, which is also really good, most of the album is just okay. So we're left with three brilliant songs, one terrible song, and the rest are just average. The original U.S. release has really great cover art by Mark Ryden. So why they chose to replace it with a pre-standard band image for the European edition, I haven't found a good answer to. But it must be a copyright thing, because it can't possibly be defended from an artistic standpoint. This is Four Non-Blondes' sole album, and after this, Linda Perry continued under her own name. So, yeah, let's listen to this really annoying track. Here's Four Non-Blondes. What's up? I sing along to this. try this again. These are two tracks by, two songs by Four Non Blondes. That was Spaceman. And we started things off with the odious What's Up. And both of those were in Bigger, Better, Faster, More, released on Atlantic Records in 1992. And number three on our list of top 10 albums I won't listen to anymore. And the interesting thing that like, I think they were opening for Aerosmith on the Get a Grip tour, which is interesting, because, I mean, because Get a Grip itself was a poor album. I mean, it was 1993, so it had been like 4 years since they released Pump. So they had to release something, even though they really had nothing to say. So they released Pump, which was not a great album. And then they had like Four Non Blondes opening for them, which is terrible. This is my opinion. But anyway, this brings us number two on our list, which is Richard Ashcroft and Alone with Everybody. Here we go. It was a review. Richard Ashcroft's debut solo album actually offers some really good stuff, as you might expect, some mediocre tracks also. For those of you who enjoy the softer, more sensitive side of the Verve, check out You On My Mind Into My Sleep. And for those of you who enjoyed the rock record side of the Verve, check out New York. The album does drag on a little. It's far too long, an hour in duration, and some of the tracks could have been more concise. Although later solo albums were better. Key track, You On My Mind Into My Sleep. So anyway, let's do a track from Alone With Everybody, number two on our list of top 10 CDs I will not listen to anymore. Here's Richard Ashcroft and a song for the lovers. We'll be right back. Songs by Richard Ashcroft. That was New York. And we started things off with A Song for the Lovers. Both of those are from Alone for with Everybody, his debut album released in 1999. Number two on our list of top 10 CDs I will not listen to anymore. So this brings us to number one. And drum roll, please. Actually, we don't need a drum roll because we're kind of running out of time here. We're only about, here we go. Dolly's music gets into much of my artistic. That's the person I'm very much admired for being one of the good ones in my artistic corner. Well, yeah, I think I'm not much of a country music fan. Although, there was a period of time when country music made some inroads into New York, like where the urban cowboy was dominant, but actually the biggest country music station in the United States was WHN, but it didn't matter. They switched formats to all sports. But anyway, yeah. Right, let's bring to number one our list of top 10 CDs I will not listen to anymore. Number one, Tracy Chapman. Bringing about a revival of the singer-songwriter in the late Reagan / early Bush years. Would this be the opening salvo in bring back the singer-songwriter into form, or would it be sui generis? Well, the preponderance of evidence suggests the latter, but listen to these reviews. Well, here we go. Some good songs, especially Talking About a Revolution, Fast Car, and For My Lover, but as a whole, the album just doesn't feel right. I just can't listen through it. Maybe I'll give it another chance when I'm old and boring. Here's another one. Oh, here. Pretty good album, and definitely more than just an album vehicle for Fast Car, which is cynically expected. Lyrics artfully tackle various social injustices of the day. First half of this album is stronger than the back end. There's a few too many samey middling efforts to be anything better than good. I listened to a track from this album, the self-titled album. Released, again, in 1988. It seems to be a common thread here. And here's Tracy Chapman and Fast Car.
Get to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at a convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. We sell drinking straight at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
like sorry. Forgive me.
Are two songs by Tracy Chapman. That was Baby Can I Hold You. And we started things off with Fast Car. Both of those were from her self-titled album released in 1988. And so to recapitulate for the top 10 CDs I won't listen to anymore. Let me go back here. Number 10, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication. Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill. Patti Smith, Banga. Number 7, Coolest Shaker and K. And number 6, Melissa Etheridge, self-titled album. Number 5, Enya and Watermark. Number 4, Crash Test Dummies, God Shuffle His Feet. And number 3, Four Non-Blondes, Sugar, Better, Preston, More. Number 2, Richard Ashcroft, Alone with Everybody. And finally, number 1, Tracy Chapman, the self-titled album. So anyway, the next live show on RFD will be the Tom O'Donnell Afternoon Show, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And after that, June Back to the 70s with Jim Pemberton. We'll have that later on today. Well, I guess yeah, depending on where you're in the country. For all I know, this could be 11 o'clock on the Super Bowl. But anyway, stay tuned for a replay of Club and Pale Overnight with Bradley and Taylor.
Never bring me.
Any tears. So I have a pretty good idea what I'm going to do next week. So join us next week for an equally awesome show.
Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love.
Next week is number 6. Reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about those fingernails. Oh, yes. Drive safely and drink milk. You can join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Please deal with a 0 for a playlist and show archives. I should rip some DVDs so I can upload them to my Plex server. Anyway, this is number 6. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Show's over. Goodbye. Turn the radio off and go to bed. Goodbye. We'll do something else. Goodbye. 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 The people